Anybody want to say anything about XM and Sirius trying to tie the knot?
I'm psyched.
Actually, I want to know how Kevin Reynolds can, like, pretty much let Clear Channel own every radio station in North America, or at least half of them, but is upset with the two competing satellite, the two foundering satellite radio.
Will they get regulatory approval?
I absolutely think that terrestrial radio and streaming online and iPods and podcasts and all that, I think that's perfectly legitimate. You know, going up against satellite radio between the two of them.
Which one do you have?
I don't have either. That's the thing. I've never been able to choose because I couldn't tell the difference. I didn't know which was better.
You know, there's another thing that people just seem to overlook about this. These guys should get together because I don't think they can. I think they can barely
they're
compete.
Die.
No, they're not profitable right now.
Yeah,
right.
It's not like they're.
But what's going to kill them is this. You know, the things that are going to there's two things that are out there that are going to kill these guys off. One is HD radio.
No way.
That's just another nail in the coffin because it does give.
No, it's not, John. It's not even a. It's not even.
And
a good
the real problem is going to be as soon as they start putting TiVo-like devices in regular cars.
They won't. The RIA will never let them. Remember,
you know, I'm telling you.
Remember,
XM tried this.
They wouldn't even let Sirius and XM have players that could record MP3s
exactly
over the air. So that's not going to happen.
If you remember a few years ago, there was this big deal where you couldn't stream radio over the internet because of the advertising that was embedded and all the rest of it, and that was a big deal, and that was going to kill internet, you know, this kind of thing. And next thing you know, that changed. I'm telling you, eventually we're going to have TiVos on radios in cars.
What, John? Compared to the incredible adoption rate of HD radio, the TiVo and radios on cars, boy, what's the market penetration?
No,
it's not
all right,
FM.
All right.
You subscribe to Buzz Out Loud.
I'm just telling you.
The whole point of having satellite radio is so I don't have to listen to the crappy local radio stations. There's one radio station that doesn't make me want to hurl half the time in San Francisco. Why would I want to spend $200 to $400 to upgrade my car stereo so I could listen to one station, you know, in beautiful digital FM clarity?
Hey, I'm sorry, HD radio is going nowhere. It's going nowhere
fast. HD radio, so I've never heard it, so I could be wrong. But
it's fabulous if you have a radio station that you like locally.
I guess, but
I could listen to the classical radio station.
That's what
I and I could listen to the sort of midnight to 4 a.m.
Does it sound that much better?
Yeah, it does. It's
you know, it's their competition, so use both. You know, have your terrestrial radio and then have your XM Sirius. At the same time, why you don't have to pick if they allow it to go through.
I'm just glad I don't have to choose between Oprah and Howard Stern.
There you go. It's a happy world. Happy world.
I don't want to spend $13 a month to listen to the radio and I'm not in my car all day.
You know what? No, that's not a problem. $10 for a movie, for a potentially crappy 90-minute movie is a problem. $13 a month for like 125 radio stations.
But there's so much good music on your iPod already. There's so many podcasts you can listen to, books on tape. I don't know.
But you know what? The thing with me is I want to have XM and Sirius because I want to be able to discover new music. And I know there's podcasts out there that do that, but that was the main reason I used to listen to radio. And now I don't really listen to radio anymore, but I feel like I'm stuck in this trend of listening to the same podcast all the time.
I'm just not
finding a really good solution for discovering music that's on the air right now.
Here's the funny thing for me. It's like every time we rent a car and we get, you know, whatever, a model that's got, I think it's XM. I mean, I always really enjoy it, and I flip around.
Me
and,
too.
You know, you get used to the fact that there's that really janky satellite delay every time you change the station.
Yeah.
But even still, so then flash forward, they added a bunch of XM stations to our DirecTV. Uh-huh. And the package we have has, like, an embarrassment of XM stations. And so I think, oh, this is great. I'm going to be listening to this all the time. And, you know, the fact is, I don't. I mean, it's there, and I don't know what the difference is. Maybe it's just that it's not as easy to get to as having it on in the car. But it doesn't do it for me in the same way as
I think it's really best for cars, because I don't have a car right now. So
because the Dish Network has had Sirius on the Dish forever. And I rarely listen to it.
You know what we use it for? We use it for Christmas music.
Cars and portable
every
players.
Every Christmas they put on a bunch of stations that play Christmas. Or you can go to that one station that always plays the Pixies. You know, there's like a few stations that, you know, you can dig. But I don't know. I think the other thing that's key is having some ease of having one of those units that plays in your car.
Well, like the Pioneer Inno, like something like that you can take with you on the go. And
yeah,
kind
exactly.
Of like kind of like an iPod, but then you can plug it into a car adapter and then it's your car player.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to recuse myself since I am the actually do a radio show on the premiere.
Why?
You know what? And I am, in fact, I think going to have a radio show on XM. But anyway, we're not going to just, I'll just say, I think
you're
it's
not going to trash it. So you basically sold out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So no, I think the merger is a great thing. I think it's the only thing that's going to save satellite radio. I don't.
Yeah, it's like two poor people moving in together.
Yeah.
How many of the people in the industry
into the same box, into the same cardboard
box?
We're going
to share a cardboard box.
You know, I have to say it's really interesting because so many people I know, and especially on Buzz Out Loud, we're usually very anti big merger type of situation and monopoly and that kind of thing. Right. And this time, everyone's really positive about it. And all the people that I've talked to a lot in the industry have been saying that they're pleased and they hope it goes through.
I think they realize it's the only thing that can save them.
Mm-hmm.
It has to happen. And I'm hoping regulators feel the same way. I think they will. You know, Congress is going to weigh on it.
50-50 chance, I guess.
Couldn't they just do the whole satellite phone thing where they declare Chapter 11, absolve themselves of all their debts, start over again?
Basically, that's, you know, they've got two satellites.
It would be better for consumers if they merged.
Oh, no, I agree. I'm just being a wise ass.
Oh.
So another big threat is AM stereo.
It's back, baby. First I'm in the left channel, then I'm in the right channel. Left channel, right channel. It's amazing.